Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
SBS Radio.
Nah, Anda bersama Radio SBS, program Bahasa Indonesia. Nah, selanjutnya kita akan simak rangkuman yang akan disampaikan oleh Bapak Ricky Kusumo, yaitu mengenai pelaksanaan sensus di Australia.
Pendengar, orang-orang di Australia harus menjawab sejumlah pertanyaan tentang usia, budaya, agama, keturunan, pendidikan, dan lain-lain dalam sensus nasional setiap 5 tahun. Tanggal 10 Agustus adalah malam sensus, dan data yang dikumpulkan dari 25 juta orang penduduk akan membantu pemerintah, bisnis, dan kelompok masyarakat dalam membuat keputusan yang tepat tentang infrastruktur dan layanan bagi warga Australia. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Josipa Kosanovic dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo. Setiap 5 tahun di Australia dilakukan perhitungan penduduk dalam sensus penduduk dan perumahan nasional. Chris Librari, manajer umum divisi sensus di Biro Statistik Australia, mengatakan sensus Australia dengan sekitar 60 pertanyaan lebih komprehensif dibandingkan di banyak negara lain.
We ask key demographics, age, sex, marital status. We don't ask gender in the Australian census, and we ask other questions then about the household and about the characteristics of people, like, you know, if they work or if they don't work, the type of work they do, the industries, their occupation. We ask a lot of information about culture. So we will ask the language that you speak. We will ask your birthplace. We'll ask about the birthplace of your parents, and we also ask a question on ancestry.
Data populasi sangat penting untuk semua keputusan penting pemerintah seputar transportasi, sekolah, perawatan, kesehatan, dan infrastruktur. Librari mengatakan semua data ini berasal dari sensus.
Every major decision made in Australia is based on ABS data and particularly census data. So if you're going to locate something or if you want to review the services in a particular area, you need to know who lives there and their characteristics. And the census supplies that information.
Jamie Newman, CEO dari Orange Aboriginal Medical Service, mengatakan data sensus berguna bagi layanan untuk menetapkan kebutuhan masyarakat di Central West.
We are able to redesign or design additional service delivery or enhanced service delivery by looking at that census. One of the benefits that we've seen from doing that, Matt, is we've recently built a wellbeing centre that is for rehabilitation, recovery, intervention, prevention for healthcare around people with chronic illness, frail age, people with disabilities, and people who want to be well. So we built it out of our own funds, but we knew that the uptake would be significant.
Australian Bureau of Statistics telah membangun sistem baru setelah sensus 2016 ketika situs sensus harus ditutup untuk melindungi data karena adanya serangan cyber. Kantor Audit Nasional Australia pada bulan November 2020 mengatakan rencana sensus berikutnya hanya sebagian efektif dan menemukan bahwa ada kelemahan dalam sistem tersebut. Sensus General Manager Chris Librari mengatakan sistem baru ini sangat canggih dan dibangun dengan standar tertinggi.
We also engaged the Australian security agencies, notably what's called the Cyber Security Centre, to be with us every step of the way. And one other thing we're doing is actually hiring hackers, just to make sure there's anything you haven't covered. Now, you can never say never, but we have put all the protections we possibly can in place. We've built it to the highest standard we can, and we've had it tested to the highest standards we can. So I think people can feel reasonably safe.
Penyelidikan Senat setelah sensus terakhir menemukan bahwa tindakan ABS untuk menutup situs pada tanggal 9 Agustus 2016 adalah tindakan yang benar. Penyelidikan Senat juga memeriksa pengumpulan wajib nama dan alamat responden dan menyimpan rincian tersebut selama 4 tahun dan mengkritik ABS karena gagal mengatasi kekhawatiran publik tentang langkah-langkah itu.
Addresses we have because we can do that by observation, but names attached to the household is definitely a quality element of the census. It also helps us in our checking beyond the census. A name is an important part of that matching process. So, yes, there has been debate. Yes, there was a Senate inquiry, and the Senate inquiry came out with a bipartisan recommendation that we continue to collect names in the Australian census.
Library mengatakan bahwa menyimpan nama dan alamat memungkinkan ABS untuk mencocokkan catatan sensus dengan data administrasi pemerintah lainnya, sehingga meningkatkan kualitas statistik yang dihasilkan. Ia menekankan bahwa ABS hanya menghasilkan statistik agregat dan informasi pribadi individu tidak dirilis atau dibagikan kepada siapapun, termasuk departemen pemerintah lainnya.
The data is basically encrypted as soon as it leaves your computer, and the ABS are the only people that have the key. So we then process and quality assure that data, and we produce statistics, but we'll never ever release information about an individual person. In fact, it's against our act, and the ABS has been going for over 110 years, and to my knowledge, we've never ever breached that act and released individual information.
Kali ini ABS telah melibatkan organisasi industri berprofil tinggi seperti PwC dan Amazon Web Services untuk membangun sistemnya. Berdasarkan ketentuan kontrak, data harus disimpan di server di Australia. Biasanya, sensus selesai pada malam sensus. Namun kali ini, Anda dapat menyelesaikannya segera setelah Anda menerima instruksi yang akan dikirimkan pada awal Agustus nanti. Anda akan menerima nomor sensus unik untuk rumah tangga, kata sandi sementara, dan instruksi untuk menyelesaikan sensus online atau meminta formulir kertas melalui layanan permintaan telepon otomatis. Library mengatakan semua orang di Australia harus menyelesaikannya terlepas dari status visa mereka, kecuali diplomat asing dan keluarga mereka.
If you are sleeping in Australia on census night, you need to fill in a census form. It's got nothing to do with your status or citizenship. So we will be doing people in quarantine. We'll be doing people in immigration facilities. We'll be doing all of those. We do people on ships. We do people that arrived on planes, things like that. So we try and do a true count of everybody who is here on that night. Everybody who's here on census night should be filling in a census form.
Di bawah Undang-Undang Sensus dan Statistik 1905, semua orang wajib untuk menyelesaikan sensus. Library mengatakan tidak berpartisipasi dapat dikenakan denda yang besar.
It is compulsory in Australia to do the census. It's the same as an election. A very small number of people end up going down the compulsory route. Less than 100 out of 25 million Australians actually went to court last census. Fines are usually in the $1,000 range, but it's imposed by the court. And if you do have a legitimate reason for not being able to do the census, that is immediately taken into account as well.
Selain untuk proyek infrastruktur besar, data sensus juga membantu memahami kebutuhan masyarakat lokal saat menyediakan layanan yang relevan, seperti klub olahraga lokal atau produk tertentu di supermarket atau buku dalam berbagai bahasa di perpustakaan. Jamie Newman dari Orange Aboriginal Medical Service mengatakan, ini adalah cara terbaik untuk memiliki suara dalam sebuah sistem.
Government funding naturally is based on population numbers in our communities, and all levels of government look at that data so that there is equitable distribution of funds. There's only a finite amount of funds available through all levels of government. Participatory in the census and enrolling to vote is our people's way of having a say.
Jimmy Newman mengatakan penduduk asli dan komunitas migran sangat penting untuk berpartisipasi dalam sensus jika mereka ingin suara mereka didengarkan.
You participating under the census or the enrolling to vote is a lot more that you can do for our community, our organizations, and our future by just doing these things.
Demikian tadi laporan tentang sensus yang disusun oleh Josipa Kosanovic dan dibawakan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.